back to Neil Mitchell in just a moment. Now, let's pop up to the Balranald Shire Council. Administrator Mike Cole-Reevey. Mike, good morning. And first up, let's talk about the need to get vaccinated.
Yes, I'd just like to add my voice to the call for everyone in Balranald Shire to get vaccinated. At the moment, there is talk about a COVID site in and near Balranald, so it makes it all the more important for people to consider vaccination. We know that people across New South Wales who've received both doses of COVID-19 vaccine will soon be allowed more freedoms, with more to follow for those who have had the jab when this state hits vaccination targets of 70 and 80%. So if you're not vaccinated or not booked in for a COVID-19 vaccine, please play your part and book your appointment as soon as possible.
And Mike, that is for both vaccines?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, last week on 3SH, we had the pleasure to chat to your interim GM, Glenn Wilcox.
Yes, just to confirm that the former general manager, Mr. Oliver McNulty, recently left council, and an experienced interim replacement, Mr. Glenn Wilcox, has been appointed. His engagement will limit the disruption that often occurs with senior staff changeovers and permit an orderly planned GM recruitment during what is currently a very busy period for council. While the present lockdown is limiting everyone's face-to-face meetings, I ask Shire residents to please make Glenn welcome when you get the chance.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go back to COVID quickly, because the Balranald Shire have a hardship arrangement.
Yes, at the September council meeting, I approved measures to provide relief for ratepayers, businesses and organisations suffering hardship as a result of the current COVID-19 pandemic regional New South Wales lockdown. An extended period for the payment of the first quarter rates instalment and current water usage notices without accruing interest will now be allowed to the 30th of September. Debt recovery procedures under Council's debt recovery policy will be withheld until after the 30th of October, and final notices will not be issued in that time, and new legal actions to recover unpaid debts not be commenced in that time unless a final notice from Council has already been issued and the ratepayer hasn't applied for consideration under Council's financial hardship policy. So ratepayers experiencing financial hardship are encouraged to apply to Council for consideration in relation to rate and charge payments under the financial hardship policy.
Mm-hmm. And finally, some quick points. Mike, firstly, Christmas decorations?
Yes, Council will be looking into the purchase and storage of Christmas decorations for Balranald Township, and also doing this in consultation with the Growing Business, Industry and Tourism Advisory Committee and with Balranald Inc. We'll also be reviewing the locations of waste bins along Market Street in Balranald and become an accredited white ribbon organisation. That's part of the global social movement working to eliminate gendered violence.
All right, thank you, Mike. Mike Cole-Reevey, Administrator for the Balranald Shire Council. Back to Neil.
Appreciate the time, Len. Thanks very much.